should you sell what they want or what they need?
Entrepreneurs are the most stubborn, passionate, and creative people on earth. But running a business is tough, lonely, and oftentimes thankless. So how do you keep from going nuts while doing everything necessary to grow your company? Today, you were meant to hear this. Brian J. Pombo helps overworked owners and executives break through the frustrations and rekindle their passion. These are the principles, strategies, and tactics you can use to overcome obstacles and rediscover your absolute dream business. Here's Brian.
Hi, I'm Brian Pombo. Welcome back to Brian J. Pombo Live. I'm going to cover this issue, and if you've never watched me before, you may be surprised what the answer is. If you have watched, you may not be surprised because it plays through so much of the philosophy that I have and that I've seen over and over and over again in the mistakes that business owners make when they're trying to sell a product or service to their clientele that's out there. And the main problem is that we think that people purchase on a logical level. And if they did, if people were logical creatures, then the thing that they would most desire, the thing that they would be most likely to purchase, I should say, the thing they'd be most likely to purchase would be those things that they need the most. So what do they need? They need, take it back a bit. I went to school in the Central Valley of California, and during high school I was in the Future Farmers of America. I grew up working on a cattle ranch, so I was all around agriculture all the time. And one of the things they taught us taking agriculture classes in high school is they taught that agriculture is basically the idea of necessities. So it's any type of industry that is selling either food, clothing, or shelter, or any of the things around those. And that's what agriculture is mainly made up of. That's at least what was taught. I don't know if that's the official, to this day, I don't know if that's the official definition or not. But food, clothing, and shelter were always seen as the necessities of life. These are the things that you need. And within food, you'd also say like water, you know, clean water and so forth. But these are the three things that people need. How often are people, how often do you know people that don't have those things to begin with? They're in abundance, at least in the United States. They're very abundant. The people who do not have, for example, shelter, usually, in most cases, I beg you to get out there and look. If you haven't volunteered to help the homeless or been there and been in those situations, you'll find that nowadays most people are there either if they're not there by choice, it's because they have a mental issue or addiction or substance issue that can keep them there when they don't want to be there. But in a lot of cases, people are homeless by choice, so it obviously is not a need that they think they absolutely need, especially if you live in an area where a person can live outdoors most of the year round or all year round. You'll find homeless people do relatively well. And I'm not trying to take this into that type of situation where we're discussing the homeless situation. That's not what I'm talking about. What I'm saying is that you would think that that's a need, right? An absolute need. But at the same time, if a person has an addiction, they will put that addiction above. And if you've known anyone who's really had a hardcore addiction where it was debilitating, where they weren't able to keep a job, anything of that sort, where it wasn't one of these things that they can kind of hide in the background, this is something that's just completely self-consuming. And when you see that, you see that that person will give up shelter, they'll give up clothing or any reasonable clothing, and they'll give up food. They will go without food in order to keep feeding the habit. Why? Is it because they need the material that the addiction is? No, they don't. They don't really need it. But then again, it comes down to a definition of need, doesn't it? But if we're talking about pure animal need, then the things that we need are not usually the things we want. The things we want may be a better house, nicer clothes, better food, but we don't want to eat a bunch. We don't I mean, we may want to eat a bunch more, but we don't need, it's tough to put into words, that you may need food, but if you want something else more than food, you're going to go after what you want, and you're going to pay for what you want. And this is across the board. People don't buy what they need. They buy what they want. Now, sometimes they intersect. Sometimes what they need is what they want. Sometimes it gets to a point to where you're in a situation where you need a house. You need to, you know, a certain period of time. I'm going to be out of this place at this time. I'm going to need some shelter by this point. I need it, so I want it. It's at the front. But it's, you're not going to go after it because you need it. You're going to go after it because you want it. So you can't focus on what people's want, on what people's needs are. You have to focus on what their desire is, because by the time it's a desire, in their mind, it is a need. So we'll switch around definitions here. It becomes a need to that person. It's a completely subjective concept, is the idea of want. And that's why we don't think it's a good thing to focus on. It's absolutely imperative that you focus on what people want versus what they need, because what they need is subject, is objective. What they want is subjective. They could intersect, but it always has to be what they want. Otherwise, they're not going to purchase it. They're not going to give it the time. They're not going to give it the thought. They have to want it. And what that oftentimes means is there's an emotional investment involved. So you have to address the emotions, whether you agree with them or not. You have to address the emotions that are in play that either keep them from buying or encourage them to buy. You have to address those things. It was the toughest thing when I first got involved in business to wrap my mind around that, because I wanted people to be logical. I wanted myself to be logical. But the older I got and the more experience I got, I realized most people are not. Most people do not purchase on need, and they do not purchase by logic. We're going to talk a little bit about more about logic versus emotion tomorrow. If you'd like to be able to really sit down and look at your business from these type of principles and be able to really map out where to go, you're saying, okay, I got my business right here. We've been successful and everything, but I want to take it here and I want to do it in this period of time. If you need help in taking that journey and kind of mapping that out and helping you through that process, this is what I do. I'm a business strategist. So go check out brianjpombo.com and specifically the Amazon Proof Strategy Session, which you could find at brianjpombo.com/Amazon. That link is in the description. Go check it out. We'll be back here tomorrow. And so we'll see you then. In the meantime, get out there and let the magic happen.